This KBO program has been made possible in part by KBO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay and Lesbian Community Yellow Pages, providing a wide array of gay-friendly business listings. More information at 230-7701 or .pdxgayyellowpages.com.
Welcome to the Out Loud Show. Welcome to the Out Loud Show, KBOO's queer news and public affairs show. This is your only source for locally produced radio focusing on the lesbian, bisexual, gay, transgendered, queer, and questioning community. We are always recruiting folks to make this show happen. Also, we're happy to announce your event listings. Contact us at kbooutloud@yahoo.com. The Out Loud Show is produced by the Queer Boo Collective, and tonight that includes Jeff, Rebecca, our engineer, and myself, Carla. Tonight's show will focus on upcoming Pride events. Our guests include Portland filmmaker Joa Keller discussing the upcoming release of her movie Monkey Rider, as well as DJ Puppet will be calling in to announce her upcoming events. But first, here's Jeff with some announcements.
Well, back in the 1950s and 60s, the only place that it was safe for gays and lesbians to gather were gay bars. In the 60s, police would often raid the bars and arrest the patrons. Back then, there were laws on the books that said it was illegal to wear more than two pieces of clothing of the opposite sex. Police would arrest men for wearing dresses and women for wearing pants. On the night of June 27th, all that changed. 1969, something different happened. When police raided Stonewall Inn, lesbians and drag queens fought back. The bar patrons threw bottles and rocks at the police. They chanted gay power for several nights. Crowds grew outside the Stonewall Inn. Word quickly spread around the country about the gay people who fought back against the police. The event became known as the Stonewall Rebellion, or Stonewall Riots. Although there was a small gay movement around the country prior to this, the 1969 movement changed that all. It was a time of revolution. The full civil rights movement was in full swing, and people took to the streets to protest the war in Vietnam. It was only a matter of time before gays and lesbians stood up for their rights as well. Ever since, gays, lesbians, bisexuals, and transgender people celebrate Pride and call for basic civil rights for commemorating Stonewall. In New York City, they march on the last Saturday of June. Across the U.S. and all over the world, gays and lesbians remember the brave men and women of Stonewall every June in the gay pride celebrations. Every June since the Stonewall riots of 69, gays and lesbians have taken to the streets for gay pride parade. Gays and lesbians march side by side, and the humor is often part of the tactic. One chant, which is in direct response to those who claim gays and lesbians recruit young people, went like this. 10% is not enough. Recruit, recruit, recruit. In 1993, the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force sponsored a march on Washington for gay and lesbian rights. The Lesbian Avengers decided to sponsor a dyke march the night before the main march. Word spread like wildfire, and more than 20,000 lesbians marched in the first dyke march on April 24, 1993. Just some tidbits about the history of gay pride and the importance of what is almost upon us this week.
Thank you for that. And I just want to share, I was at that first dyke march in 93, so props to everybody who was there, and we are certainly looking forward to seeing everyone out at Pride this weekend. KBOO will have a contingent afloat marching in the parade on Sunday. So the focus of the show tonight is going to be talking about all sorts of events that are coming up, especially for Gay Pride, and we wanted to share that little bit of history to let people know why we celebrate in the month of June. So I also want to welcome to the Out Loud Show, I want to introduce Joa Keller. So welcome to the show, Joa.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So you are a Portland resident.
That's correct.
And you like to make movies?
I love to make movies.
Great. And tell us about Monkey Rider. What's that movie going to be about?
Well, Monkey Rider is a cross-country motorcycle journey. So it's me riding a beautiful 1983 650 Suzuki, which unfortunately I no longer have because I made this movie about 6 years ago. But it's just a cross-country adventure. The camera's bungeed onto my bike. So it's a really just kind of a scrappy adventure movie that is just kind of going across the country and journeying through our beautiful country, seeing what roads I can encounter.
Now, let's talk in just a minute more about the movie itself, but the premiere is coming up, correct? Tell us
correct.
About that.
The premiere will actually be next Thursday at the Hollywood Theater on Sandy, so that will be at 7 p.m.
June
22nd. It's a Thursday night, and there will actually be a following show the Friday afterwards on the 23rd, okay. And that is at 7 p.m. also.
So the Hollywood Theater is located at Northeast Broadway and 41st Avenue. So again, if this movie sounds interesting, we encourage people to come out and see it next Thursday, Friday, 7 p.m. at the Hollywood. Now let's go back to the movie. You go across the country, Portland to
the Michigan Women's Music Festival.
And for those of you that don't know, the Michigan Women's Music Festival is the largest women's music festival in the country. So you strapped a camera to your motorcycle and took a ride.
Correct.
Okay. And tell us more about the content.
Basically, the content is just me at my campsites. I definitely did a little bit of the tourist thing and went up to Mount Rushmore and kind of just checked that out. And, you know, it's just kind of me having my own humor with our roadside attractions and whatnot. There's no real script. It's basically just me, how I am naturally. And my friends are also involved in it, which I owe them a lot of thank yous, because it's not easy watching yourself on film, especially when you are just in your natural element and you're not necessarily an actor. So again, yeah, I definitely thank all those women beforehand.
So it sounds like just a real true to life, you know, almost a documentary.
It is a documentary, basically. I mean, it's not scripted at all. It's just, it is what it is. It's just in my natural element. It's what I love to do. Motorcycling is just in my spirit, and it's so much fun. That's all I dream about doing. So motorcycling and filmmaking are two of my passions. So to just combine the two just feels right.
And where does the name Monkey Rider come from?
Basically, that's just my nickname. I was born in 68, so I am the Chinese astrology monkey. And just since I was a little girl, I've always been really drawn to monkeys. I'm definitely an animal lover in general, but monkeys have always just been a part of my life. And I think that is just about wanting to explore myself and being a little bit clever and taking chances, and just the whole monkey energy I love. You know, I just love the spirit of monkeys.
Okay, so folks, that's the movie Monkey Rider, created by local movie maker Joa Keller. You can see that next Thursday, the 22nd, and Friday, the 23rd, 7 p.m. both evenings at the Hollywood Theater over at Northeast Broadway and 41st Avenue. So we'll come back to Joa later in the show. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And sit tight. And Jeff, what other stuff is going on this weekend?
Well, Portland's 2006 Pride Cruise launches at 7 p.m. It's June 14th, which is tomorrow, from Carruthers Landing, boarding site 110 at Southeast Carruthers Street. Full-service bar, 2 climate-controlled decks for your pleasure and comfort. After the choice of entree, dessert, wine, you get to hear the sounds of Echo Trio and the Willamette Star, one of Portland Spirit's more elegant mid-size vessels, will sail along the skyline before turning around at Lake Oswego. Has about 100 seats. Tickets are going fast, so visit www.ticketleap.com for tickets.
Okay, thank you for that. I also want to let people know on Thursday the 15th this week, DJ Puppet is going to be hosting Booty, Queer As You Be. There is a location change, and I'm not sure exactly what that is, but people can go to www.bootypdx.com, and hopefully we will be hearing from DJ Puppet shortly for more details on her other events this weekend.
Great. Well, continuing with the Pride announcements, Pride Northwest and Portland Front Runners launched the 2006 Portland Pride Festival with the Pride Fun Run and Walk. All ages and all abilities are welcome to join in the outdoor morning fun. It's Saturday, June 17th at Waterfront Park. Portland Front Runners is predominantly a running club for queers and friends in the metro area. It promotes good health. The walk begins at 9:15. The run starts at 10. It's a 2.7-mile course looping around the waterfront. Register the day of the race. It starts at 8 a.m. Go to www.pridenw.org for more information.
Okay, and I just want to plug that website one more time, www.pridenw for pridenorthwest.com. That is the location that you can get the full Portland Pride lineup, including entertainment, vendor booths, as well as the Pride Parade details. They're all found on that website, pridenw.com. So I just got word that DJ Puppet is on the phone, so I would like to invite Puppet to talk to our audience about her upcoming events that are going on. Puppet, are you on the phone?
Yeah, yes.
Excellent. Welcome to the Out Loud Show.
Hi.
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 Now, I just momentarily mentioned that Booty is going to be happening Thursday of this week. And where is the location that that's going to be?
This week it's going to be at Crush on 14th and Morrison.
Okay, great. So what, and I already told our listeners the website, bootypdx.com.
That's right.
What are some other events that are upcoming?
Friday night, I'm doing a national drag competition at the Wonder Ballroom. And that is also, I'm sorry, that's also going to be followed by a dance party with DJ Bionda.
Excellent. And I want to make sure everyone knows the Wonder Ballroom is located at 128 Northeast Russell in Portland. And again, we're talking to DJ Puppet, so she's letting us know about the different events. So that event, the Total Drag event, Friday night, what time does that start?
The doors for that one are going to be at 8, and we're going to have the show a little early at 9 o'clock.
Okay, great. And then the first ever?
That's right.
And then what do the winners do? What happens after that?
The first place winner will get round-trip airfare to IDKE, which is an international drag conference. And this year it's happening in Austin, Texas.
Excellent.
And that's October 19th through 22nd.
Okay, so the October event's actually happening in Austin, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and I think the website, tell us the website for more details on that.
It's totaldrag.com.
And is that going to be, is the Total Drag event Friday night, is that a benefit?
We are doing a charity raffle for the Q Center.
Okay, for the Q Center. And for those that don't know, the Q Center is the new Portland Queer Community Center. So great that they're going to be benefiting from the event. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you also have an event on Saturday evening, correct?
That's true. We're doing Wild Card at Acme. And that's our monthly variety show. So there's a variety of performances going on that night. And then that's followed by a dance party also.
Great. So, again, Saturday the 17th,
mm-hmm.
Wild Card is going to be happening at Acme. And for those that don't know, the location is Southeast 8th. And what's the cross street there?
Main. 8th and Main.
Southeast 8th and Main. Okay. So a variety show, different performers. And I think you've got some out-of-town guests, is that correct?
Right. Anita Cocktail, who is actually hosting Total Drag on Friday night, is going to also do a couple performances on Saturday.
Okay, great.
At Wildcard.
Awesome. What is a website, if there was a place people could go for more information on that?
Wildcardpdx.com.
Okay. And what else is going on? Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
That we're not doing Booty next week, the 22nd, and that we are going to be at Acme officially from the 29th on. So it's going to stay in one location because we've been moving around a little bit.
Okay, so the future for Booty is at Acme, again at Southeast 8th and Main. And is that a weekly event?
Yes.
Every Thursday or Tuesday?
Every Thursday.
Every Thursday at Acme. All right. So what else have you been up to, Puppet? I guess, tell me, I think something about a queer hip-hop event you're trying to make happen?
Right. I am still working on Peace Out Northwest. I want to make that happen. But I've had to postpone it a little bit. I'm waiting to, basically, I need to find funds for airfare for the traveling artists.
So, and again, Peace Out Northwest is going to be a queer hip-hop event that you're trying to put together?
Yes. I'm planning right now for next spring.
Great. How could people get a hold of you if they wanted to participate with that or any of the other events that you've got coming up?
Any of the events. If you go to djpuppet.com, you can find anything you need to know through there.
Great. All right. Well, what else? Is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know about what's going on in the community?
Wow, it's just a really busy week. There is tomorrow night at Boxes on Stark Street is Vaseline, which is a non-smoking event, dance party there. And tonight at Town Lounge, I'm hosting a dance party there. It's only $2, and it's presented by Meat Department.
Okay, where is Town Lounge?
The Town Lounge is on 21st and Burnside on the west side.
21st and Burnside, okay. And the event tomorrow night that you mentioned? I love the non-smoking events. I just want to say
yes.
We're there. So tomorrow night, where is that happening again?
That's at Boxes on Stark Street.
Okay.
The Red Cap Garage, actually.
Okay. And that's Stark, and what's the cross street?
I believe it's 12th.
Okay, around in there.
Yes.
All right. So DJ Puppet, again, tell us your website one more time before we say our goodbyes.
DJpuppet.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you for calling in to the Out Loud Show and sharing your information with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And we look forward to hearing from you again in the future and having you on the Out Loud Show.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Keep up the work out there, the good work.
Right. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, thanks again to DJ Puppet for calling in tonight. Again, her website is djpuppet.com for all the details. I know that's a very busy woman. She hosts and produces all sorts of shows, so feel free to check that out if you want to see what's happening around town. So what else? What other listings do you have over there, Jeff?
Well, the Cascade AIDS Project celebrates the opening of its new Men's Wellness Center, and that's a place designed to address the unique issues of gay men, bisexual men. It's this Friday, June 16th through Sunday, June 18th. They're attempting a more holistic approach to men's health, one that expands beyond traditional models of disease prevention. The hours of the opening weekend at the Men's Wellness Center will be this Saturday, June 17th from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. and Sunday, June 18th from 12 noon until 9. They're going to have fun and games, exciting prizes. All are welcome to visit. That is after the invitation ribbon cutting and open house there. The center is a one-of-a-kind place in Portland. Its programming focuses exclusively on the needs of gay and bisexual men, including free, rapid HIV testing, as well as screening for sexually transmitted diseases. And that happens regularly from Tuesdays, from 5:30 to 8 p.m.
Okay, thank you for that. So I wanted to share some information about, in other words, did you know that our local feminist bookstore has a load, just loads of weekly events? In other words, Women's Books and Resources has a long calendar of events, not just, again, for Pride Weekend, but I wanted to give you a few details about how busy they are up there. Every Saturday at 10 a.m., you can enjoy the Children's Story Hour, and every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m., you can participate with their art class. Now, every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m., you can join the beginner Hatha yoga class, and then every Monday night from 7 to 8:30, there's a meditation class. And then on Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m., Dexter's famous spoken mic happens. And then the last two Fridays of every month, you can enjoy the Luna Music Series. They also frequently host author readings. In Other Words is located at their new store, 8 Northeast Killingsworth Street at MLK. You can also find their full calendar of events on their website, www.inotherwords.org.
And finally, regarding Pride, the Grand Marshal reception welcomes Graith Kammermeyer. The hosted event is Friday, June the 16th, 6:30 p.m. at the Tuscany Room at Hotel Vintage Plaza. That's 422 Southwest Broadway. Kammermeyer, a winner of the Bronze Star, made history in when she challenged the U.S. military for her expulsion because she's a lesbian. Glenn Close played her in the made-for-TV movie. So tickets are available for that at www.ticketleap.com. And she'll be there signing copies of her book.
All right. She's an incredible woman. Took a lot of bashing when she first came out. So I've heard she's a real engaging speaker. So I hear we have a caller who has something to share with our show this evening. So I don't know much about them, but welcome to the Out Loud Show, caller. Are you there?
Yep.
Okay, what's on your mind?
I was just calling about Porky's.
Okay.
And I just wanted to say I think it's a shame when you take something that's inclusive and sort of invites everyone in and make it exclusive. And it seems that the current owners of Porky's are making it sort of a sex club for gay men, which doesn't really benefit anyone but sexual gay men. So it's just sad to me that that club no longer exists for the rest of us, you know?
Okay. Well, and I have to admit, I don't know all of the details, and I don't know if this is the best place to go into it, but I appreciate your opinion. And
thank you.
I can certainly understand how, you know, when clubs change hands and what happens in the bars change can be upsetting for folks. So hopefully if you were a fan of DJ Puppet's events, hopefully you'll follow her events wherever they go. But I've definitely heard that same feedback on that one establishment. So thank you for sharing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love Puppet, and Booty is great. And I think, you know, when Booty moves to Acme, the perfect home for Booty. So.
Okay, great. Well,
thank you.
Thanks again for sharing. We appreciate the feedback. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Now, I do want to also let everyone know that in continuing with the annual tradition, the Dyke March 2006 will take place on Saturday evening, June 17th. It is traditional that the Dyke March happens the night before the main Gay Pride March. So the Dyke March will step off from the North Park blocks, Northwest 9th and Davis, around 7 p.m. Women will start gathering at 6 p.m. and with loud signs and louder voices. So all lesbians are welcome to join the Dyke March, again, Saturday night at 7 p.m. in the North Park blocks. So I guess I want to just talk a bit more with Joa, who's still here. Hello,
yes,
Joa.
Hello.
With your Monkey Rider movie. Again, we talked briefly about that earlier in the show. What are some closing things that you want the listeners, you know, what are some main points about the movie that you want people to know?
I think some main points would be points that really have nothing to do with the movie other than how I brought the movie together was just collaborating with all local musicians. So all the music in the movie is definitely local talent and mostly my friends. So again, I just really want to thank you all for just pulling together with me and working with me on this. So to me, it's all about collaborating and just getting other people's art out there. So like the movie really is just an inspiration and wanting to challenge people to do their art. So like that's kind of my biggest message also within the movie is just kind of, you know, whether it be motorcycling or painting or filming or anything, it's just like get your art out there, you know, follow your dreams, you know, live your passion. And that's important to me, and especially just kind of inspiring women, you know, to challenge yourself is really important. But I think, I really want to thank Lonnie and Roger Lee, too, because they've really pulled the movie together for me. So they've been a real, you know, huge help.
Okay. And again, the movie's titled Monkey Rider. It is a cross-country documentary, Joa riding her motorcycle from Portland to the Michigan Women's Music Festival. It's going to be premiering at the Hollywood Theater June 22nd and 23rd at 7 p.m. And the Hollywood Theater is located Northeast Broadway and 41st. And what are your plans after the Portland premiere? What's going to happen to your movie then?
Well, I'm going to go back to Michigan this year, so I think it's just a little bit of a full circle for me. I haven't been back for several years, so I'm going to take the movie there. I don't have anything set up as far as within the Michigan scene, but I'm just going to take the movie and network and maybe just throw up a sheet and show the film in the woods, you know, because it's kind of how art happens there. So this is just my first movie, so I'm just going to see what the reaction is and then go from there. My intentions are definitely to make movies for the next several years. So this is my stepping stone.
All right. Well, best of, I don't know if I should say best of luck, but best of success to you.
All of it.
And again, we'll follow up with you in the future, keep track of what happens with
Excellent.
Your movie making. Okay, I do have a couple more announcements I want to throw in as the show's wrapping up. Tomorrow, Wednesday, June 14th, from 6:30 to 8:30, Portland Black Pride 2006 presents the forum titled Healing the Beloved Community, Bridging the Gap, a bold, interactive conversation between the African-American sexual minorities community and the African-American community at large. This is happening in the Multicultural Center at Portland State University's Smith Memorial Center, located at 1825 Southwest Broadway. Discussion topics include the HIV/AIDS concerns, healthcare disparities, same-gender loving relationships, marriage equality, and the down low. For more information on Black Pride events, click on bro2bropdx.org. And I just want to let you know, Brother to Brother is hosting a wide range of events throughout the Pride weekend. So check out the website bro2bropdx.org for the full lineup of what they have going on. And I also want to let people know on Thursday, June 15th at 7:30 p.m., Dykes to Watch Out For, creator Allison Bechtel reads from her memoir titled Fun Home, A Family Tragicomic at Powell's, located at 1005 West Burnside.
And Carla, finally, I just wanted to remind everyone of the importance of supporting Gay Pride that is coming up this weekend. Be looking for KBOO. We'll be out there in the parade, and we hope to see as many people as can come out because it's vital at this point.
Very important to show your pride. I do want to share some websites. The Vancouver Gay Pride is happening July 8th. The website for the Vancouver Pride is www.sitppride.org. There's also a Pride festival happening in North Portland called NoPo Pride. Their website is www.upumc.net. In Salem and the Willamette Valley, the Pride that's happening in Salem is July 29th. The website is www.capitalpride.org, or there's another website, salempride.com. The Eugene Springfield Pride Festival is on August 12th, and that website is www.eugenepride.org. And then Bend's Gay Pride Celebration, it's their second annual Bend Gay Pride, so way to go, Bend, happening June 24th. The website for that is www.glbtbend.com. So you've been listening to The Out Loud Show, your only source for locally produced queer radio. Contact us at kbooutloud@yahoo.com. Our next show is on Tuesday, June 27th, and we'll highlight the local athletes who are attending and participating in the Gay Games in Chicago and the Out Games in Vancouver. Until next time, live proud and out loud.